Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Google says 4 successive lightning strikes on one of its cloud infrastructure facilities in Europe last week permanently wiped out some customers' data stored on disks. Google called the incident exceptional and apologized to those affected. Google said this series of unlucky strikes happened on August 13 at its data center in Belgium. The lightning briefly knocked out power to systems that host customers' data and allow clients to run virtual machines in the cloud. Google says the lightning struck a local utility grid, and as a result, the grid lost power. Lightning did not strike the data center directly, according to a Google representative. A video shot in early August of 2015 appears to show a human-like figure, or humanoid, flying in the skies above Los Angeles, and it has gone viral. The sight was captured by not one, but 3 different cameras as a part of a UFO Channel Research Group's event. In the 3 videos, you can see the same sequence. The UFO was recorded at the same time, but through different angles. Video quality varies from each camera, and it appears to be real and not CGI. And maybe a humanoid sky anomaly that appeared to everyone at Sequoia Park that day. People can be heard in shock in the background of the videos. It appears to have separations in its spacesuit and a visor that you can see its face, which makes you wonder if it indeed is a humanoid inside. While Dark Matter News is unable to verify the authenticity of the video, the fact that it was shot by multiple people from different angles and on different cameras certainly makes it worth watching. Take a look at the video yourself. Let us know what you think at darkmatternews.com. Dark Matter News continues in just a moment. Well, by now you've heard the commercials for Alongside Night, but I wanted to tell you that I have personally watched this movie and I absolutely love it. I don't normally personally endorse a product, but Alongside Night hits home with me on so many things that concern and affect me personally. It exposes the truths, the lies, and problems in our government. But it goes further. It offers solutions and hope, something we can all use right about now. Watch Alongside Night for entertainment, watch it for education, and most importantly, watch it for the future of America.
The 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
OpenMinds.tv is reporting that an Oklahoma witness near Tulsa reported watching and videotaping a cigar-shaped object descending in the western sky. This testimony comes from Case 69200 from the Mutual UFO Network. The witness says they were driving home from work on Highway 169 northbound. They say they noticed it slowly descending in the western sky during the sunset. It was falling slowly enough to catch their attention. They pulled out their cell phone and took a photo and began recording video. The case was investigated by Oklahoma field investigator Eugene Zavendy, who closed the case as unknown. He states in a report that it appeared to be cylindrical, with axis vertical, the length about 3 times the diameter. The top end of the object was not sharply defined. Because the video was taken with the car moving, it is not possible to tell if the object was moving other than it was slowly descending. The object was behind scattered low clouds, indicating that it was a considerable distance away. The witness lost sight of it when it descended enough to slip behind buildings and trees. And in another unrelated UFO story from OpenMinds.tv and MUFON Case 69530, an Iowa witness at the Iowa State Fair wants to know what the object was following the presidential candidate Donald Trump's helicopter about 1 p.m. on August 15th. In the photos, you clearly see something dark and black behind Trump's helicopter. The weather conditions prevented the witness from looking too closely at the photo immediately after taking it. He said it was hard to see the helicopter because of the glare on the screen. But later that day, as he was sitting in the shade, he said he got his phone out to see how the picture had come out, and that's when he noticed the object in the photo. The witness said he didn't see the other object while taking the photo. Iowa MUFON is investigating. The object could be a number of things, from a second helicopter to a bird. Photo analysis should be able to pinpoint exactly what the object is. This is the speech that Trump was making at a fair that was offering rides on his helicopter to children, and one in which he called himself Batman. That Trump. For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft.